Gardner releases Berahino. Back to Gardner. Tries to slot it through towards Anichebe. And it's toe poked by El Hamadi back towards his goalkeeper. And that was a back pass. McGregor was steaming out of his goal, ready to collect it. And for some reason, El Hamadi decided to toe poke it back to McGregor. And because of the momentum of McGregor, all he could do was collect it. It's a free kick inside the penalty area to West Bromwich Albion. Referee blows his whistle. Berahino strikes it! And Berahino scores his 14th goal of the season! Hull are kicking themselves. They give away the free kick inside the area after a back pass. And Berahino kicks off the Pulis Premier League era with a goal! Strikes it into the back of the net. It's West Bromwich Albion 1, Hull 0 with 12 minutes to go.
Tony, I'm tired out watching you on the touchline.
Yeah, you forget how silly you are. You know, you sort of like, I've had a few months off and then you get out there and once a game starts, you get involved in it and that's the way I am.
You enjoy that goal from Berahino? The gift?
Yeah, I was obviously disappointed at half-time. We had two great opportunities and Brown has missed a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And you just wonder whether it's your day. It's very, very important that, you know, we turn this place. Like I said before, they've only won four games in the calendar year. So we've got to change that. The crowd were brilliant today, really got behind the players. And that's what they've got to do. You know, we've got to work hard now to get some signings in. It's difficult because we've got to get players who are going to improve the squad, not just, you know, the same type. So a lot of work to be done. And you know, with the teams winning again today, it's going to be a tough run till the end of the season.
Plus points and minus points in the game in terms of what you want?
Well, there's lots of things that we have to improve on, lots of little things, and those little things make the team better. It's not about individual things. It's about working and putting yourself in positions that make the team stronger and better. And I think that's the most important thing that we have to tie down. And that takes a while. But the positives, 3 points and a clean sheet.
And you're unbeaten in your tenure, your long tenure at West Brom.
Yeah. And enjoying it.
And you haven't got those white trainers dirty yet?
No, I'll come and see him in a couple of weeks' time.
You've been to the club shop, haven't you?
Well, Kempy got him for me, so he looked very nice as well, didn't he, with him?
Like the baseball cap. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony, how pleased were you with the way your team saw the game out? You were relatively untroubled.
Yeah, very pleased that, you know, they did smash in. And, you know, we broke away a couple of times and again could have scored, you know, one or two if we'd have a little bit more guile about us and calmness, then we'd have been all right.
You mentioned the chances you had in the first half. What was your message to the team in the second?
Just go out and, you know, make sure that if we get chances, we take them away, be more positive and more belief. And I think that's the important thing. Mm.
Good goal scorers carve up opportunities out of anything. And Sardar Berahino took his. He's the man of the moment at the moment.
Yeah, he is. What's that, 7 goals he's got? It's a good return. But, you know, he's got to keep his feet firmly on the ground and he's got to keep working hard and playing for the team, because it's the team that we want to be successful. You know, not just one individual.
Sure. You mentioned the crowd and you'll need them for the rest of the home games.
No, they were brilliant today and that's what we've got to do. We've got to stoke up the atmosphere and make sure that they understand how difficult this is going to be. This is, you know, people get a little bit blasé about the situation. Just have a look at the Championship and have a look at how many teams are in the Championship who had long periods in the Premiership. What they did was take their foot off the pedal and, you know, they almost became, well, they did become complacent. And, you know, I'm in this club because the club was starting to become complacent in lots of respects. And we've got to shake that off. It's not easy to do. And we haven't got a lot of time to do it.
Was patience important for your team, but the fans as well? Because you had to wait, you know.
That's what's more pleasing with the supporters today, how patient they were.
And nice to see Saido celebrating today.
I didn't even notice. As soon as he scored, I turned around again. You have to keep telling me what he's doing.